بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا حبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته ولبيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا هم أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا حبيبنا مولانا محمد السابق للخلق نورا ورحمة للعالمين ظهورا عدد من مضى من خلقه ومن بقي ومن سئل منه ومن سقي. صلاة تستغرق الأرض وتجيك بالحد، صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انكرا، صلاة دائمة بدوامك ولا آله وصحبه كذلك، والحمد لله على ذلك. وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم الآية. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمة كاشف الغمة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد كاشف الكرب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بعدد الداء والدواء وبعدد العلة والشفاء. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله وكماله ونواله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، بلغ مقاصدنا، اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، وحفظنا فيما بقي يا إله العالمين. لا تعذبنا فإنا مقرون بالذي قد كان منا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محبوبنا مولانا محمد شافي العلل ومفرج الكروب بإذن علام الغيوب، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected and honorable ulama ikram, hufaz, elders, brothers in Islam, and wherever your elders listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by making shukr to Allah Jalla Wala for the ne'mat of iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Alhamdulillah. The greatest ne'mat that any possesses is a person possesses is the ne'mat of iman. No matter what anybody else has, a person who is a believer, he mustn't envy anybody else's material possession. Now Allah has given him the best. Now he's envying something which is far lower than what he has. It doesn't make sense. And it's a sort of naqadri for the iman that we have. The greatest ne'mat is iman, because the consequences of iman is perpetual. If a person, inshallah, all of us leave the dunya with iman, we'll be in total bliss perpetually. Perpetually is one word, but this, it goes on till you can't even believe and imagine how far it'll go on. Forever. On the other hand, Allah forbid, Allah protect us all. If a person leaves the dunya without iman, he's going to be in dire straits, difficult times. Very difficult. Punishment, torture of a kind we can't even imagine. You got that? Okay. Now, Allah Jalla Wala, because I also make a lot of shukr for the iman, our Hazrat Ustaz, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, have always used to say, the greatest ne'mat we have is iman. So we must make shukr for it. Read two rakat salat to shukr every day and thank Allah Ta'ala for this ne'mat. Any ne'mat you make shukr for, Allah Ta'ala will increase and strengthen that ne'mat for you. So please, and also make shukr that we are ummat is of fakhrid wa alam sarwari kainat, Sayyidul Kaunain wa Thakalain, Farikain wal Arbi wal Adam, Sayyidul Mawjudat, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The greatest in the entire creation, and we are associated with him. We not first for that at this thing. Because of our gunas, we totally disobedient, we don't uphold the law of Allah, we don't uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah. Our hearts are devoid of the love of Allah and Rasulullah. I'm talking of mine. So, but it's an honor to be so associated with Rasulullah. We are dependent on the intercession of Rasulullah. In this dunya, we benefit from the advisors of Rasulullah. From time to time, we hear our elders saying that certain people enjoy ziyarat of Rasulullah, and Rasulullah gave the ummah advice in this capacity as well. So our relationship with Rasulullah is ongoing. It's ongoing. It doesn't mean that he left this dunya, and it is our firm belief and conviction that Rasulullah is daimun hayyun fi qabrihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in the context of the Sharia, because of our relation with Rasulullah, Allah Jalla Wala, in His mercy and compassion for the Ummah of Rasulullah, during various times of the year, Allah Jalla affords us opportunities to reap in lot of sawab, to take benefit from special days, special nights, so we can clean our slate, make tawbah and istighfar, and turn back to Allah Jalla Wala. For example, the month of Muharram, Rasulullah, in the Quran, I just recited the ayat, Minha Arbatun Hurum. The 12 months have been ordained by Allah Ta'ala. Nobody put it together. It has been there from Yomach, from the time Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. It's not a man-made thing, 12 months. You got that? The Minha Arbatun Hurum, four of these months, sanctified. Rasulullah said three of them are consecutive, Dhilqada, Dhilhijjah, and Muharram. And then comes Rajab. You got that? Now what does it mean they are sanctified? That ibadat made in these months is multiplied. Another thing, this practice was in vogue, or it was in practice long before Islam also. Even the mushriks, they used to uphold the sanctity of these months. Their whole life was fighting one another. But when it came to these months, they abstained. You got that? To show the sanctity of these months. And this was long before Rasulullah. Now, in Allah blessed us with the month, these 4 months, and in these 4 months is the month of Muharram. Muharram is extra sanctified, and in the Muharram, Allah has given us the 10th of Muharram, known as the day of Ashura. Also, it is said, whoever keeps Roza during this day, inshallah, his minor sins for the past, he will be forgiven. And the virtue is not only for the 10th. Rasulullah said in Hadith, after the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the best fasts are those which are kept in the Mubarak month of Allah, the month of Muharram. You got that? Now we come to the virtue of the 10th. The virtue of the 10th also was established long ago, long before Islam. Rasulullah used to fast on this day. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates in Hadith that Rasulullah used to fast this. When they made Hijrah, they still used to fast. Then the rozas of Ramadan were made fard. Then Rasulullah said, look, these rozas are fard. Muharram now is, if you want to keep the roza, keep. If you don't want to keep, don't keep. And there are recorded instances where the Sahaba-i Kiram didn't keep this roza. After the Ramadan, roza was made fard. But if you want to keep it, the virtue is great. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Also, when they then in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah in the latter part of his stay in Medina Munawwara, he noticed that the Jews are fasting on this day. So he asked them, why are you people fasting? They say, Allah Ta'ala granted our Nabi Sayyidina Musa Allah salvation from Fir'aun, and Fir'aun was drowned on this day. So Rasulullah said, we have more right to us than Musa alayhi salam, than you people. We respect him and love him more. You people, your whole life, you've been abusing all the Anbiya. So now Rasulullah told the Sahaba, we will also fast. So the Sahaba Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah, the Jews are also fasting, meaning that we're going to be the same like them. So Rasulullah said, from next year, inshallah, we will fast the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. To be different from them, we are going to fast 2 days, not 1 day anymore. You got that? Alhamdulillah. But Rasulullah didn't live till the next year. But because it was his express wish and desire, the ulama say, anybody wants to fast, fast on 2 days. To fast only on the 10th is makruh. Now the special virtues of Muharram are what I have told you. There's no other virtue attached to this day. If you read the books of history and that, people have come out with things like you can't believe. They say if you shower on this day, you will never get sick. If you play a surma, your eyes will never pain. And if you wear new clothes, you will not suffer. You will never become impoverished. There's that. No basis in the Sharia for any of these things. Not one of them. The only one that has some substantiation is to spend lavishly on your family on that day. Man tawassa ala iyalihi, in terms of food, spend more on your family. Inshallah, Allah will extend generosity to you for the rest of the year. A lot of the Muhaddithin question the authenticity of this hadith. But Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar of hadith, he okayed it. And I think Allama Ibn Hibban also okayed it for practice. So he put it into Amal. It is our contention, our Muhaddithin agree. If a narration is raif, weak, we can practice on it. It's not farz or anything, so practice on it. But this also, do it with a bit of caution. In other words, spend a little more on your family. It doesn't mean now you have to make a 10-course meal and all that. No, spend a little more on your family, especially in these days and times when all around us people are starving. It won't be right for us now to have a 10-12-course meal. Trim it down a bit, spend excess, a bit more than normal. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with that. Now comes another thing. Some people, our beloved grandson of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was made shaheed and martyred very cruelly on the 10th of Muharram. Our hearts bleed when we think of how he was made shaheed, cruelly. But we also acknowledge that the virtue of the 10th of Muharram has nothing to do with his martyrdom. The virtue of the 10th of Muharram was established long before our Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, before he was born also. It is to his credit that he was martyred on this great day. So now, because we feel for him, we have to mourn in the manner prescribed by the Shariat. We don't go to excesses. For example, recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun on that day. If you know the history of how he was martyred, you will probably shed tears. Do it. But don't speak about it and make big issues. We don't even mourn the Mubarak death of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. Simple. Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun. And the biggest thing is when you miss somebody, somebody is gone, send thawab for them. That is the true reflection of your love and muhabbat for them. For example, say Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi used to say, for many years, from the 1st to the 10th of Muharram, you should read one khatam a day and pass the thawab to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, you and I, we can't make one khatam. Maybe some of you will manage, Allah knows best. To at least read Surah Yasin or any surah of the Quran, if nothing, at least Surah Ikhlas 11 times, and say, Ya Allah, accept this from me, bakhshe the sawab to Rasulullah Sallam, to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You got that? So, inshallah, we will be noted as those with true love for the Sahaba Kiram and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make no mistake, it's a painful thing when you think about how he was martyred. But he himself told his sister that after I am gone, after I am martyred, don't you now sit and scratch your cheeks and pull your hair and tear your clothes and all that. Totally uncalled for. And Rasulullah in many hadith forbade from this practice. Now we get two groups on the extreme. One is the Shias. On this day, they tear their clothes, they cut themselves with knives, they beat themselves with chains, they make monkeys out of themselves. What is this now? Totally un-Islamic. We're making ourselves the laughing stock of the world. Our deen is not like that. And then on the other side, you get the Rawafid, they celebrate on this day because of their dislike for the family of Rasulullah. Especially Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina, they hate him. They say he didn't fight for his rights. Now, we don't want to go into that. So they celebrate on this day. They wear the best clothes, the females wear jewelry, and they go out in like I said, all stupid. Our deen is not like this. Be guided by our senior ulama. If you have a genuine feeling for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu and the family of Rasulullah and the Sahaba Ikiram, we love them proportionate to the manner in which the Sharia taught us. Love them excessively, so do for them then. Send zawab for them. Read Quran daily and send. In conclusion, two other things. Number one, in these times of stress, it is important for us, in one hadith, Rasulullah said, renew your iman, jaddidu imanakum. So the Sahaba Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we renew our iman? Rasulullah said, by reciting the Kalima Tayyiba. So please, you see, in these times of trials and tribulations that are going around with this new world order and the corona and a whole host of other things, there's going to be very trying times for us. So we don't know, sometimes we say something wrong. Sometimes we think something wrong. You can lose your iman if you're not careful. So renew your iman as many times a day as you can. Say, Ya Allah, I'm pledged, I'm renewing my iman, and I read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Read it 3, 5, 7, 11 times. Number two, make tawbah and istighfar several times a day. Say, Ya Allah, I regret, I was an extreme fool, a gunagar of the worst sort. I never ever appreciated your ni'mat. I never ever appreciated the fact that you are my creator. I committed sin like you can't believe. But Ya Allah, you are forgiving. Sincerely, now this is important. There must be regret and remorse. In Tawbah, there must be. With regret and remorse, I beg you for forgiveness. I resolve I will never commit these sins again. Ya Allah, should I falter, I will make Tawbah again. Inshallah, we make Tawbah and Istighfar, there are lots of promises made for making Tawbah. Lots of promises in the Sharia. And Allah Ta'ala will welcome us. We mustn't wait for the difficult to fall on us, then start making Tawbah. That also we'll accept. But do it now so that inshallah the Ummah of Rasulullah can get saved from all the trials and tribulations that are going on today. There are too many to mention, but it's not the opportunity. We'll discuss that some other time. In conclusion, I pray and make dua to Allah Jalla Wala that He give me the tawfiq and all of us to make qadr of Rasulullah, to make qadr of the Sahaba Kiram, to make qadr of the family of Rasulullah, and express our love for them in the manner taught to us by the Sharia. We abide, we don't make our own stories. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم